This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun.
Well, I mean, it's another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I don't know why I opened it that way, but we're going to have another hour of fun here on the Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to talk illegal immigration and Fauci's emails. We'll get to pro-life things, inflation talk, the FBI, Donald Trump has plans for them, going to clean house there. I want to begin with this. Dr. Dong, the guy says, if I'm not mistaken, these illegals get trained on how to enter the country illegally and how to take advantage of all our handout programs. Based on the ungrateful trash interviewed daily, it seems like the communist encouraged talking points have been added to the training. What immigrants of years past are using the word traumatic to describe getting free food and lodging for months? Okay. Let's discuss this, because immigration, illegal immigration, it's on virtually everyone's mind. Every poll says it. It's the number one issue for so many people right now. Number one or number two. The economy and immigration go back and forth, but number one or number two, people are aware. They're aware of what's happening, kind of. Now, you remember, always keep this in mind. This is hard for me to remember. So when I remind you, I'm reminding me. You are hyper aware. You know exactly what's going on. But the people in your life, they don't necessarily understand it the way you understand it. And they need to. It's critical that they do. What's a good way I could describe this? The stove. Going up to the stove. I want you to picture this. I want you to picture you and your neighbor Norm. You're standing in front of the stove and you each have blindfolds on. But you understand full well that the stove is on, and that if you reach your hands out and touch anything on the stove, you might get burned, because you understand the stove is on. The flames are on. You can feel it. If you reach out, we're talking third degree burns. You're going to lose a finger if you reach out and touch anything. Your neighbor standing right beside you, what he knows is that it's really hot over here. Now, he knows what's going on, kind of. He knows just the tip of that iceberg of what's going on. You can see all the width and breadth of the iceberg below the surface of the ocean. All he knows is just the tip. That's the only thing he knows. That is the difference between you when it comes to issues and your neighbor Norm. Your neighbor who you agree with. Maybe it's your brother. Maybe it's whoever. He's a Republican. He rants about Joe Biden. Nah, Democrats suck. But he doesn't have any depth of understanding. The American people right now, the Norms and Normas, they know they don't like the illegal immigration that they're starting to see. They know they don't like the various crimes that are brought up by only the media on the right. Of course, the American media in general, just like America's law enforcement. I'm talking about federal law enforcement, FBI. They're all invested in protecting all the illegals and the crimes they commit. So you, even me, we know a fraction of the ones they commit, but your neighbor knows he's not comfortable, but he doesn't understand how deep the problem goes. He really, truly does not. So I thought that maybe this little exchange would be helpful. Maybe you can send it over to your neighbor, Norm or Norma. Did you know that the federal government in our poor, broken country, the federal government is actually completely invested in bringing illegals in? They're not allowing it to happen. They are bending over backwards to ensure that it happens. You already know this. Your neighbor Norm doesn't. Listen to this exchange between Josh Hawley and DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
A whistleblower from your Agency of Homeland Security Investigations has come to me and has said that special agents who are working on child trafficking cases and fentanyl interdiction cases have been pulled off of their investigations and sent to the southern border. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these agents at a time, taken out of the field, taken off child exploitation cases and sent to the southern border. Here's some of what she said. She said, we're being told to shut down investigations, to go hand out sandwiches and escort migrants to the shower and sit with them while they're in the hospital and those types of tasks. Mr. Secretary, you're taking special agents away from investigating child traffickers and child exploitation when you've lost tens of thousands of kids to traffickers and you're sending them to make sandwiches at the border. What is going on?
Well, you already know what's going on. The reason we're doing this little segment here, the reason we're going to have this talk is it is up to you and it's up to me to do whatever we can do to prep the ground for, we need public acceptance of mass deportation. And we will never have it with the public being as uneducated as they are on the issue. Your neighbor Norm is standing in front of the stove right now, and all he knows is that everything kind of feels warm. He needs to understand the depths of the problem in order for him to accept the necessity of the solution. Norms and Normas must understand the depth of the problem before they can ever understand the necessity of the solution. It's critical. It's everything. Norm thinks the border's open. Biden kind of failed. He stumbled and bumbled. Oh, they must have made a mistake somewhere. Did the paperwork get lost? They probably wanted to build the wall, but just couldn't. What Norm cannot possibly fathom is that the President of the United States of America, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, FBI, and more government people than you can possibly shake a stick at, have a plan to overwhelm the systems of this country with illegal immigrants to bring about the collapse of the United States of America. And when you talk like this to Norm, he looks at you like you have horns coming out of your head. He thinks you're a nut job. He says things to you like, turn off the radio, dude. Oh my gosh, did you catch the game last night? And he doesn't have a clue that what you're saying to him is probably... you're probably soft selling it to him because it's so much more than just that the federal government wants the border flooded with illegals. They want rapists in your daughter's community. They want murderers moving across the street. They want these things. They are also making these things happen. The email reference training. They're known as NGOs, non-government organizations, but they're not necessarily NGOs because when it comes to illegal immigration, many, many, many of these NGOs do what they do with your money and with government guidance. Did you know that NGOs are across the border in Mexico, receiving the illegals coming up to the border and giving them not only detailed training on what to say in order to be allowed into the country, they are giving them all the guidance in the world that they need once they get in here to completely circumvent our illegal immigration system. This is Catholic NGOs, Christian NGOs, regular NGOs, across the board, the communists of the world, including the Pope himself, are uniquely interested in bringing about the collapse of Western civilization. Here's the Pope on 60 Minutes.
I grew up in Texas, and I don't know if you've heard, but the state of Texas is attempting to shut down a Catholic charity on the border with Mexico that offers undocumented migrants humanitarian assistance. What do you think of that?
That is madness, sheer madness. To close the border and leave them there, that is madness. The migrant has to be received. Thereafter, you see how you're going to deal with them. Maybe you have to send them back. I don't know. But each case ought to be considered humanely.
Everyone today is pointing out the hypocrisy of the Pope. I don't understand. The Vatican has walls. You can't, not just anyone comes in. Well, I don't understand what he's saying. I know you don't understand what he's saying. He's not a hypocrite. He's not trying to destroy the Vatican. The Pope has been a communist for a long time. He was a communist long before he was Pope. And as a communist, the Pope has spent his life not serving God or the Catholic Church. This particular man has spent his life trying to bring about the collapse of Western civilization. And now he uses his duties as Pope to help bring that about. But your normie neighbor can't possibly understand that. And we must have him understand that if he's going to be prepared for what we must do next. Now, as far as what we must do next, we'll get to that in a moment. What I must do next is I must refill my little vitamin thing because I actually ran out of my 7-day supply of my male vitality stack from Chalk. Now, it's not that I ran out because I have a subscription. I had to get a subscription. I used to call and order it every single time. And then finally I told Seton at Chalk, please just get me a subscription because I forget to order it. And then I go get my vitamins and then they're not there anymore. But what is Chalk? They serve natural herbal supplements. That's what they sell. I personally take the male vitality stack every day. It's three things. Chalk Daily, Tongkat 100, Ashwagandha. That's the male vitality stack. But they have female vitality stacks. They have Action 2.0, better energy. They have all kinds of things. I get a subscription because then I don't have to remember it. Plus, you save a bunch of money on subscriptions. Go. Make your life better. Gentlemen, do you know how good you will feel after just 90 days? Ladies, 90 days. Take your stack for 90 days. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Do not forget, you can email the show, and you should. We love your emails here. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Talking about illegal immigration. What we were talking about, in case you're just now joining us, was how everyone hates it. Everyone knows it's bad. That's one of those things. It's reached popular society now. Everyone's aware illegal immigration's it's bad. It's a problem. But there's understanding it, and then there's understanding it. Your neighbor, your normie neighbor Norm, understands that illegal immigration is a problem. What he doesn't understand, which you do, what he doesn't understand is that the federal government is not allowing it. The federal government is facilitating it. The federal government is trying to wreck the country they preside over. Your normie neighbor, he doesn't understand things like this, and he has to.
A whistleblower from your Agency of Homeland Security Investigations has come to me and has said that special agents who are working on child trafficking cases and fentanyl interdiction cases have been pulled off of their investigations and sent to the southern border. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these agents at a time, taken out of the field, taken off child exploitation cases, and sent to the southern border. Here's some of what she said. She said, we're being told to shut down investigations, to go hand out sandwiches and escort migrants to the shower and sit with them while they're in the hospital and those type.
Your neighbor doesn't understand that. And he has to. And you have to talk to him. And I have to talk to mine. Look, I'm surrounded by normies. I'm not just pointing fingers. I have to do this too. Marco Rubio's doing the I Want to Be Trump's Vice President tour. So he sat down with Kristen Welker, that piece of trash communist on NBC. And, you know, he gave decent answers here. So I'm not going to indict Marco Rubio. But I want you, more than listening to him, I want you to listen to her. This is the American media. This is, what month is it, Chris? May? Now hold on, June, July, August, September, October, November. Okay, so we're 6 months away. What, Chris? I did the math in my head. I had to use my fingers sometimes. We're 6 months away from a potential Donald Trump win as president. Another couple months after that, he would actually take over as president because you take over in January. So we're 8 months away from even the possibility of mass deportations beginning. This is how the American media is already beginning to report.
Yes, immigration. If reelected, Donald Trump has said he's willing to build migrant detention camps and deploy the U.S. military to deport the more than 11 million undocumented immigrants in this country. It would be the largest deportation operation in American history. Do you support that plan?
11 million. That's an outdated. That was the number 10 years ago. We're talking upwards of 20, 25.
Pause real quick. Pause real quick. I'm going to let Rubio's answer play. I really rule. But did you hear how she already phrased the question? This is 8 months before even one person has been deported if Donald Trump wins the election. All right, go ahead. You can play Rubio's answer. Go ahead.
11 million. That's an outdated. That was the number 10 years ago. We're talking upwards of 20, 25, maybe 30 million. Well, there's been almost 10 million people that have entered this country unlawfully in the last 3 years.
To the question, would you support it?
The number varies big time. I mean, it's another 9 to 10 million people just in the last 3 years. The answer to your question is yes. We cannot absorb 25, 30 million people who entered this country illegally. They're here illegally. What country on earth would tolerate that? We don't even know who most of these people are. They talk about vetting them with what? They're coming from nations that don't even have document systems in many cases. Yes, we are going to have to do something. Unfortunately, we're going to have to do something dramatic to remove people from this country that are here illegally, especially people we know nothing about. But 10 million, 11 million, that was the number 15 years ago. Today, it's upwards of probably 25 to 30 million, maybe more.
Senator, will you accept the election results of 2024 no matter what happens, Senator?
No matter what happens? No, if it's an unfair election.
We got it. She moved on from there. Did you hear the indignation right off the... Are you saying you would support? We're talking 2030. Are you on the record right now? She thinks she's got him. This is before a single woman or child has been removed from their school, from the hotel, from the home where they're squatting, has been removed by the government by force. They're not going to volunteer. This is before a single woman or child, let alone the men. Look, I'm not even talking about the men. Before a single woman or child has been removed, the American media, 8 months before that's even a possibility, is already beginning to whip up the outrage machine. Your normie neighbor doesn't have a chance to withstand the kind of propaganda that's about to come his way, unless you and me spend 8 months preparing them for how bad the problem is, preparing them for what has to be done. If we do not do a lot more work to prepare them, mass deportation will last about 15 minutes. Mark my words. All right. Before we get to Fauci, let's do some emails and other things. Before we do those other things, let's get you in some decent betting. I can't take your betting anymore. Just kidding. I don't know anything about your betting. I promise I'm not peeking in on you at night. But unless it's my pillow, you're shortchanging yourself, man. And I know what you're thinking, but Jesse, these costs, the prices are up of everything right now. I can't afford anything. My pillow. I'd love my pillow. I can't afford it. And I understand that as well. My pillow's not free, but they do have these amazing sales from time to time. The $25 extravaganza sale. I've never seen it before. I've been with my pillow for what, 3 years? 4 years? I've never seen this before. They have a list of things that are $25, flat rate. The sandals, $25. The Elite MyPillow, the big dog, $25. 6-piece towel sets, $25. Those towels are amazing, by the way. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, and use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, radio listener special square, promo code Jesse. All right. $25 extravaganza sale. And I should note, you get $75 worth of stuff. They ship it free. That's friggin' worth it. Go or call them 800-845-0544. One more word on this and then some emails. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Moving along. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. One final word on the border and how we have to prep the ground. We have to prep our normie neighbors, how bad the problem is and what has to be done. This is Yvette Clark, some Democrat dirtball commie nut job out of New York. Yeah, this is just just an appetizer. This is how they're going to react. Everybody, is your normie neighbor ready for this?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. We're here today because Republicans are demagoguing and exploiting the xenophobic and white supremacist ideologies that are fueling the immigration debate in this nation. And for those who are showing up at our border, I am concerned about how we as a nation are going to address what is basically a broken immigration system.
Is your normie neighbor ready for everyone from the Pope to the Democrat congresswoman to the social studies teacher in your kid's school to the Hollywood actor to professional athletes? Are you ready for that? You ready for your professional athlete's Instagram post talking about how evil mass deportation is? Are you ready for the largest propaganda campaign in the history of mankind? Jesse, we just have that with COVID and the poison shot. You're right, we did. If a Western civilization actually attempts to save itself by deporting all the filth we've brought in here, the COVID propaganda you saw will look like child's play compared to that. Is your normie neighbor ready to withstand that? Is the Trump administration ready to withstand that? That's what they're walking into. Not going to be kid games. Not going to be life as it normally is. The largest propaganda campaign in the history of mankind will be waged against whoever tries to mass deport these people, because importing these people is a critical part of their plan to destroy the country. If someone tries to stop that, gird your loins. Is your neighbor ready? Mine or not? I have a lot of work to do. My neighbor's not ready. Time to get him ready. All right? Get to some emails before we move on. Jesse, I've been a listener for years. I figured you would appreciate this story. Over the weekend, I went for a haircut at a newer barbershop. I ran into a guy wearing a Trump shirt and found out he was a veteran and was legit because he had the Marine Corps tattoo, and I knew the basis pretty well. We had a great talk, and at the end, I paid $20 for his cut. He turned around and said, "I was about to pay for you." I found out he was recently unemployed and down on his luck. I do this whenever I can, but it makes me feel a little bit like talking to my grandfather again. I couldn't serve due to a disability, but it didn't hold me back as I became an engineer. Thanks for the service, brother. Give me the bar. You earned the bar, sir. Talk to veterans. Even if you aren't one, talk to veterans. Just reach up. Say thanks. And look, do the thanks for your service thing, but do more than that. Because we're about building community, right? Community is what you and I will have going forward. It's what we will be able to rely on. We have to begin building a community for a rocky future. Veterans are a great place to start. Hey, thanks for your service. Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it. It's what he's going to say. Say right back, where'd you serve? Where were you in? Oh, really? Oh, my dad. Start a conversation. Ask some follow-up questions. You might find out that guy lives half a mile away. Might have some friends you want to know. Might have a skill set you need. You guys might just be golfing buddies on the weekends. I have to get better about building community. I'm trying, and I am better than I used to be. I'm a lot better. I am improving. I'm not just talking about it. I have to get even better, and probably so do you. I take that back. You introverts, my fellow introverts, so do you. You social butterflies, you've got all the friends you need. My wife knows everybody. Everyone in the neighborhood, everything. I've always wanted. Should we leave this neighbor's house and go right to this neighbor's house and hang out with them next? How about no? How about I don't want to do anything? But you understand what I mean. We do need to build community. Hey, Jesse, my family and I are discussing what the best chicken sandwich is and from where. We all like Chick-fil-A, but that's not close to us. What's your favorite menu, Whisper? His name is Ben. P.S. My daughter wants to know how you can claim you're a doctor. She's a teenager, and she questions everything. Listen, teenager, if there's one thing politics has taught me, is all you have to do is lie. All right? Lying is such a critical part of politics. Look, Joe Biden said he taught the Second Amendment at Penn. He never even taught a class. So me, even though I only have almost 3 years of community college credits,
On Friday, I pretend to be a doctor and I answer a bunch of questions. That's one. Two, the best chicken sandwich. Well, I think for the purpose of this question, we should cut out the chicken cheesesteak. I'm a cheesesteak fan, but what, Chris? Don't you agree? I don't think that it's violating the rules of the question. Very clearly, that's not what he was talking about. One of the best chicken sandwiches I've had out there, maybe the best restaurant style, is Popeyes. And it's just like our Three Musketeers thing, how you know they suck because they're the last thing left in the bowl. You know how you know Popeyes chicken sandwiches are good? People have died for them. People have been stabbed over Popeyes chicken sandwiches. That's how good Popeyes chicken sandwich is. And everyone knows this to be true, so I might as well just come out and say it. If you don't feel like you're in some form of physical danger when you go pick up your fried chicken ain't any good, all right? The best fried chicken neighborhoods are in the bad neighborhood. The best fried chicken places are in the bad neighborhoods. Every single person knows it. If you don't feel, if your hand isn't on your weapon while you order, then you're not eating good fried chicken. Get out of here with that. Hey, Jesse, a couple years ago, I wrote for advice about where to move. I didn't follow what you said, and now I realize you were right. I literally should have listened to you. I'm going to ignore that literally. Listen, I am obviously the furthest thing in the wave, furthest thing away from some know-it-all person. I'm not some genius who has life figured out at 42. Whoever has life figured out, right? Who has life figured out? No one has life figured out. So I don't know all things about everything. You should question everything. Everything. Everything I say, everything everyone says. Question it, investigate it. You go think for yourself. I will, however, say this. I have not only done it, I have quit my job without a job and moved my family across the country from a blue state to a red state. I've done it. It's not something I just tell you to do. I've done it with no safety net, no job, no nothing. Put it all out there, flat, broken, busted. I've done it, and I've seen how incredible that's been for my life. Not only have I done that, I've been encouraging other people to do the same for almost 6 years since they gave us a microphone. It's almost 6 years. Almost 6 years ago, we started this. Encouraging people to get out of their blue areas and get to a red one for a variety of reasons, which I'm not going to go into now. So this is something I've been saying for a long time. To this day, not one time, Chris, correct me if I'm wrong, and please feel free to, not one time have we gotten an email or a phone call from someone who moved from blue to red and regretted it. Chris, have we had one? Not one. Not, do you have any idea how many emails we get a day? And to back up that point, you have any idea how many times I've talked to somebody who has done it and every one of them, 100%, say, best thing I ever did. I've run into people in public. Last time I was in, where the heck was I? Nashville. I ran into this dude, this cool dude outside of a pizza joint in Nashville. I forget what I was doing in Nashville. It's in Nashville. It was a couple years ago. Listener of the show. And he and his bride had packed up and moved. And he was there telling me, best thing ever. You can't believe how nice my neighbors are. Greatest thing ever. Life is scary. Moving is scary. It's a pain. It's expensive. It's hard. I know all these things. If you can, I understand job, family, life. I get that. But if you can, get out. You will not regret it. All right? And if you can, now would be a good time to begin acquiring real estate. I'm sure you can see it. They're hoovering up the real estate too. You notice how nation states and finance giants are both doing the thing I tell you about all the time, buying hard assets. They're buying gold, silver, and real estate. Gold, silver, real estate in mass. Do you think it would be smart to get in on that program? Do you think maybe they know something? Jamie Dimon, head of JP Morgan Chase, he's out there saying things like, quote, there's a lot of inflationary forces in front of us. The underlying inflation may not go away the way people expect it to. Make preparations. Get a hold of done-for-you real estate. It's for normal people to begin investing in real estate. This is not for the Jamie Dimons of the world. This is for you. These are wonderful people. DoneForYouJesse.com. All right? We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember to email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'm going to get into this Fauci stuff, the Fauci advisor bragging in the emails, deleting them, all kinds of good, juicy stuff still to come, some pro-life stuff. There, Donald Trump, this is a headline from Reuters, wants to control the Justice Department and the FBI. His allies have a plan. Let's hope they do. That's freaking great news. That's great news. If there is a plan to gut the DOJ and FBI, it's the only chance we got. So cross your fingers they do. Dear Dick Cheney of Paintball, on Monday's show, you talked about how Biden and the Rear Admiral are talking about the great economy. When I said, that's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off. That's an amazing quote from the movie Dodgeball. It got me thinking, what's Jesse's favorite movie? His name is Brad. Gosh, that's a lot. My favorite comedy, non-nerd movie, probably Dumb and Dumber. What are you talking about, Chris? Do you not think everyone thinks Dumb and Dumber is funny? What's the best then if Dumb and Dumber is not the best? Exactly. You can't even think of something. Okay, so Dumb and Dumber is probably comedy-wise. Oh, obviously, a lot of the big stuff that I like, you would like to. The Brave Hearts of the World, Gladiator. I'm a dude, after all. I'll tell you what. I'll give you this one. Instead of telling you my favorite movie, I'll give you the movie that you probably haven't seen that if you're a dude, you're going to nerd out on. And if you're a chick, I don't know that it's necessarily going to be for you. But the dudes are going to dig it. Spartan. It's the one with Val Kilmer, the actor Val Kilmer. You've probably never seen it. Most people have not ever seen it. It's unbelievably good. Unbelievably good. I love that movie. Jesse, when a Republican is first elected, are they castrated in their home state or when they get to D.C.? Okay, so this I wanted to get to before we get to the Fauci stuff and the pro-life stuff and everything else. And it's something we've touched on before, but why is it that they're constantly letting us down? They're not fighting the way we want them to fight. They'll cave on this. They'll cave on that. Like that. In fact, Chris, grab this audio if you don't mind. Remember that Mike Johnson audio we played for you? Played it for you a couple times about he's being asked about Jack Smith and the special counsel. And, you know, he goes on to talk about how horrible it is and it's really, really bad. And then they say, OK, well, are you going to defund it? And he said, well, oh, my gosh, no, a tradition. Here it is.
With regard to defunding Jack Smith, look, I think that there's been a terrible dereliction of duty with regard to the special counsel and how the whole system has been abused, how they've engaged in lawfare against President Trump. I mean, all of these things are, to me, self-evident truths. But that's not something you wave a wand and just eliminate the special counsel as a provision. It's been part of the law, you know, the tradition and the law here since for 25 years.
So are you prepared then to stick this into appropriations bills to defund the special counsel?
No.
No. You want me to, whoa, you want me to do something? No. Why are they like this? Well, I want you to picture this. You, me, we're just peasants, right? We're just peasants. We live in our homes and in our town, there's this gigantic castle, and it's surrounded by walls. Big, beautiful castle. And they're the government of the town. And they are constantly abusing us, taxing this and doing that. And they're just awful to us all the time. We can't stand the castle. And the people who are in the castle governing us, they're elected. And so here's what happens. We hold elections. And what are we looking for every time? Who wins Republican primaries? The guy who's the furthest on the right. The guy who's going to challenge the system. I'm going to take him on. I'm going to do that because that's what we're looking for. And what are the guys who are running for office? What are they saying to us when they run for office? I'm going to burn down the castle. We got to take that castle down. We're going to destroy the castle. Elect me and we'll put a stop to that castle. And we're like, yeah, go get him. And then we elect him. But after we elect them, They walk through those big fancy gates. There's a chauffeur there. May I take your coat, Mr. Kelly? You walk through the entryway of the actual building, and there's this gigantic big foyer. Hey, Mr. Kelly, welcome in, sir. We've assigned a staff of 10 people for you. They'll cater to you at any whim. Do you want a sandwich, Mr. Kelly? Would you like to be driven somewhere, Mr. Kelly? Of course, whatever you'd like, Mr. Kelly. Hey, let us escort you down to your office, shall we? After all, you're one of the important people now. And you walk into your office, and it's a big desk and couches and chairs, and you got a couple pretty secretaries there. Mr. Kelly, can I get you a Werther's Original or some Red Lobster before they go out of business? When it's time to actually have a meeting with the government, you're walking down to some big banquet hall, and it's all silver platters and yummy steaks and everything else that we love. And soon, very, very soon after you get there, those campaign promises that you made to the peasants about burning down the castle, man, those kind of seem like they're not that important anymore, right? After all, this castle's pretty nice. Hey, I got a good thing going here. The problem with what you want, with what I want, is we want the government to shrink and get out of our way. Stop spending, stop taxing us, stop destroying us, stop promoting degeneracy, stop opening up the border, just protect the border and get out of our way. That's what we want. And they know that's what we want when they campaign, and maybe that's even what they want when they campaign. And that's what they go tell us. Ah, I'll do it. I'll burn that castle down. But then you're Mike Johnson, and hey, how about Speaker of the House? Pretty fancy. Have you ever seen the Speaker of the House's office? I have. It's astounding. Looks like it's for royalty. Private security. A staff. A gigantic staff. Life is really, really, really good. And all of a sudden, that castle doesn't really feel like it needs to be burned down anymore. That's why these people all fail us over and over and over again. Instead of trying to wreck the system, the second they get close to it, they crave its acceptance. That's what has doomed virtually every Republican president, really every Republican president in my entire life. They've all gone down the same road. And that's exactly why you need to start stockpiling some hard assets. Because they get there and they fall in love with the spending too. Well, they don't want to be the one to cut it. I don't want to be the one to tell people I'm cutting anything. You need to get on the Bob Menendez program. There's a headline today. Bob Menendez's home was loaded with $150,000 in gold bars. Now, I don't want you to go buy any gold bars, and I don't want you to do anything illegal like Bob Menendez did. Just call Oxford Gold Group and $150,000's a little bit much, but just get some gold or silver delivered to your house. I don't expect you to buy $150,000 worth. Who has that kind of money? I mean, do if you want to. That's fine. But get something in your hands. Prepare for inflation as if it's going to keep getting worse. They're all telling you right now it's going to get worse. And these are the people who normally lie to us. Prepare. 833-995-GOLD. Oxford Gold Group will handle it all for you. And they'll get it in your retirement account. Okay? All right. One of Fauci's advisors, well, he had a pretty revealing moment today. Let's play it for you next.